I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The ICE agent who fatally shot a Minneapolis woman Wednesday has been identified, and the FBI has barred state law enforcement agencies from investigating the death. Chelsea Perkins has more.
Jonathan Ross is the same agent who was dragged by a vehicle and injured in June of last year during an ICE operation in Bloomington, according to court records reviewed by the Minnesota Star Tribune. The Star Tribune says little other public information on Ross is available as of its reporting on Thursday afternoon. Governor Tim Walz is blasting the FBI for forcing out the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension from the investigation into the death of Renee Nicole Good. He says the likelihood of a fair outcome feels very difficult.
There's a BCA Force Investigations Unit that was created by the legislature, by the people of Minnesota, to provide an independent, consistent, and trusted mechanism for investigating the use of force incidents involving law enforcement officers.
And he evoked George Orwell's novel 1984 in relation to the federal government's version of the killing, which conflicts with video footage and eyewitness accounts. Walz commended the thousands who attended the Minneapolis vigil Wednesday night for Good, who leaves behind a wife and child. The governor also pointed to Minnesota's place in history, offering one of the first regiments for the Union Army during the Civil War.
The nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy, to hold the line on decency, to hold the line on accountability, and more than that, to rise up as neighbors and simply say, we can look out for one another, we can have differences, but we've proved to the world going on 250 years that our democracy could hold.
8th District Congressman Pete Stauber reacted to Walz's remarks on social media, writing, quote, in a time when Minnesotans need calm, reasonable, and steady leadership, Tim Walz threatens to use our National Guard sons and daughters to wage a civil war against the federal government. Minnesotans deserve so much better than Tim Walz. Protests against ICE and vigils in Good's memory are taking place across the country. A vigil is planned in Bemidji on Friday night. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
The Hibbing School District will soon be without a superintendent and a business manager. The school board will have an emergency meeting 11 a.m. Friday to interview and select an acting superintendent after posting the position internally. Superintendent Rick Aldrich resigned at Wednesday's board meeting. Though his resignation isn't effective until April 14th, Aldrich is on medical leave until April. Business manager Alex Kaiser resigned in December, effective January 15th. The vacancies come as the district begins planning $2 million in budget cuts. Aldrich is not leaving because of the district's financial situation, but because of a health condition, and Kaiser resigned to take a position in the Grand Rapids School District. The Minnesota Department of Health is aligning its immunization guidance with Professional Medical Association recommendations rather than the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC overhauled the childhood immunization schedule earlier this week to reduce the number of routinely recommended vaccines. The agency used to recommend vaccination against 17 infectious diseases. The new guidance drops that number to 11, recommending only high-risk groups get the remainder of the shots. State Commissioner of Health Dr. Brooke Cunningham says the change does not reflect the best available science. While the immunization schedule will no longer align with the CDC, the guidance itself remains the same. Minnesota will continue to recommend children routinely receive vaccines to protect from hepatitis, bacterial meningitis, rotavirus, and the flu, COVID, and RSV. Two northern Minnesota sheriffs announced they will seek re-election in November. Itasca County Sheriff Joe Dasovich cites the accomplishments of his first term and his wish to continue building on that work. Beltrami County Sheriff Jason Riggs is also seeking re-election for a second term. He cites his two-decade law enforcement career of serving the county and its communities. Wadena County Sheriff Michael Carr announced Wednesday he was ending his 32-year law enforcement career, opting not to seek a seventh term. Carr says the office is a turnkey operation and well-positioned for the future. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.